Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
She was like, are they free then? Or those onion bits you were talking about. I said, no. I said, they are 60 calories. And she was like, are you doing calorie counting? I was like,
oh,
yeah.
No.
She's like, what app are you using?
And oh! I was like, oh!
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever wished someone to gain weight because they were slimmer of the week, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Katie, and with me is my fellow dieter, Jo.
Hi.
But we've got no Victoria this week. She's going to be back with us on the podcast next week, but she did record us an update.
I weighed in on Saturday morning, as I am doing now, and it was a really good job because I ended up having a very, very indulgent weekend. But before all the indulgence, I stepped on the scales and I have maintained this week, which I am gonna say I've got away with. I think I am doing really well with being on plan in the week and then completely going off plan the weekends. I mean, I'm absolutely acing that. But going off the rails at the weekend did start on Friday because I went out for some food and drinks. So I probably would have had a loss had I not gone, but whatever, it's what it is. So I'm not actually going to be on the show this week because I am going to go for something at the hospital tomorrow. I'm absolutely fine. But it is something that we have spoken about before, and that is smear tests. And unfortunately, I have had something kind of going on, which means I have to get looked at. So this is just a friendly reminder to please book your smear tests. Please don't ignore them. Don't ignore signs when things aren't right. So for the rest of the week, I am going to go easy on myself. I'm not going to beat myself up. So that is my plan for the rest of the week.
We've said it before, haven't we? We'll say it again. 100% get your smears. Do not delay. Don't put it off. When you get that letter, book it up. Make an appointment for 3 years' time to do it again. Don't be frightened. It's so important to get it done.
When you get to my age, I think they stop at 50, unless it was less than 3 years ago, then you have to have one more.
Yeah.
But then you can request.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get sent a letter automatically, but then you can request to go.
Yeah.
And whilst they're all it's horrible and, like, well, you know, not for everybody.
It's just not very pleasant.
It's just not very pleasant. I still feel like, oh, I probably will still book.
And you get used to hit squeeze now as well, don't you?
Sure,
when
happy
you get to.
That
age. So we have said it before,
we'll say it again, go get a smear test. Do please, 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 please do that. Mm-hmm. And we have also said this before and we'll say it again, home scales don't count. So a little secret message for Victoria. We wish you well. However, you know what we're saying.
So she will be back next week. So we are sending her our love. Right, let's move on to our excuse of the week. This one's come in from Mandy B. She says, I went back to group a couple of weeks ago and oh, how I've missed the excuses. Lady at weigh-in complained that she'd gained weight because of all the salad she'd eaten last week. And so she wasn't going to eat any this week. She then went on to say the salads she was adding for speed weren't filling her. So she had to have cheese and crackers later on. If that's not the salads then, love, it's going to be the cheese.
It's sometimes salad, I feel, holds water.
Well, isn't it like 90% water?
That's what I mean. You could bloat with too much
cucumber.
Right. So I think I'm with you on that.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes and access to our Zoom parties, which will be on the first Thursday of each month. And £100 will be won every single time. The next meeting will be a week today. So start saving up sins and calories so you can have a gin or two or three. And don't forget donuts. Donuts. Yes. I've been eyeing up donuts in the supermarket to sort of like spy what I'm not going to
road testing
next.
A few. Road
no,
testing.
I've not road tested any. But in the Krispy Kreme cabinet in Tesco in Ilkeston, they've got a new selection of summer variety. And I think, I'm definitely going to partake in one of those.
One?
Yeah, one.
Okay, just checking.
Search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages you've sent us at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Gemma says, Jo was asking on Instagram if we have to make more than one meal for different people at meal times. Oh. Listen to this. I have to do 4 different spag bowls. One with onion and mushrooms, one with just mushrooms, one with just onions, and one vegetarian one.
Jesus Christ.
Kill me now.
I have similar with shepherd's pie.
Do you?
Yep. For me, well, this is 3 versions of. So for me, I have all the veg in there, the mint, the 5% mince and mash that I've mashed myself. So it's sin and calorie low or whatever. The boys have every vegetable in there apart from onion.
Right.
And the smash, mash.
Love smash.
And
I'm a smash lover.
And the other half, well, he has just
chips.
Meat and gravy. and no mash. It is just fries to go because he doesn't even like mashed potatoes.
Oh, my God. I've got to say, and I don't want to turn this into a sexist thing, but there are no men listening who have to do this shit in their house. None. Not one. And if there are, message me and I will very much research to make sure you're not lying.
Grace says, I can fully confirm that boys make you fat. It's 3 weeks since rejoining Slimming World and I've gained 1.5 pounds. The guy I'm seeing has lost 3 pounds in 2 weeks from the salad you've been feeding me. He's getting KFC from now on.
That is annoying, and we do hear it time and time again. When you're eating the same foods and they're losing double. There's a guy in my new group who I don't think he stays to group. I think I was behind him in the queue 1 week, but him and his missus started at the same time. He's lost 2 stone in 4 weeks.
Whoa.
And she's lost 0.5 stone in 4 weeks, which is good. But if you're living with someone who's done 2 stone in 4 weeks and you've both eaten exactly the same, grounds for divorce. It has to be grounds for divorce. James says, I've decided to follow the Katie plan. This is exciting. Attend Slimming World group for the accountability, but follow the power of CC. Thought it could be a good sticker for producer Paul to create in the future. This is great news, Paul. All hail the power of the C secret agent.
Oh, yeah.
This is such a good sticker idea. C secret agent. Paul.
Go on, Paul.
You know I'm a sucker for a great pun.
Yes.
That is a great pun. I still don't want to make the sticker. But
how hard is just
pun.
Letters on a sticker?
So much
can I
more.
Can I also have like a disguise on the picture of it?
Yeah.
That'd be really good, like a secret agent disguise. No?
Yeah. I'm too busy, guys.
Right. Use the recorded boy for secret agent from our other podcast. Throw that on a yellow background. Hashtag see secret agent.
Yes. Not that
How
easy.
Hard can it be?
Copy and paste.
How hard?
Deb says, despite several hot baths with wine, drinking matcha and the Fast 800, I came out of my denial coma and finally weighed myself. I have managed to gain 2 stone during the time I've been listening to the podcast.
Oh, no!
Possibly thanks to the sin-free gifted chocolates and having absolutely no shame in my gains, I can only conclude that all the time has come to relent and turn back to MMB.
Yeah!
And pray for forgiveness for all my sins. All hail the leader and her yacht. Hopefully that will sort me out. If not, I've got my daughter's wedding to go to next year and my ex-husband will be there with his skinny but lovely wife. That should be enough motivation. should it not?
It should. And me and MMB, darling, we'll get you there. We welcome you back with open arms at Slimming World, as you well know. How lovely to hear you being lovely about your ex's new skinny but lovely wife. Yes. Also, do lose weight for that very reason. Danny says, during the time I've been listening, I've started running and joined a gym. And I now quote Joe daily by constantly boasting I'm an athlete when no one even asked. So fucking rude. I've also got my favourite machine at the gym. You tap your card on it and a Kit Kat comes out. It's the most effective if you do 3 times 10 reps. Gyms should not have a Kit Kat machine.
Well, why? I've always asked that question. Mm. Why do they have vending machines in leisure centres and gyms?
I think the leisure centres one makes me think it's mums who are waiting for their kids from swimming lessons.
Yeah.
Because I see near the gym I went to, the swimming pool, like the viewing gallery bit, it was, but there were about 10 vending machines behind it with coffee and water and drinks and stuff. And of course, the classic Kit Kat machine. So I think I assume it's for them. You never see any of the big muscly
athletes.
No. Tapping on the Kit Kat machine, that is for sure.
Absolutely not. Mm. And Dina says, guess who's nailed eating and drinking?
Yeah.
After my birthday weekend, I got on the scales because my jeans felt a bit tighter than they did on Saturday. I've put a whopping £9 in 3 fucking days on.
Fucking hell.
Home scales don't count. I'm going to go back to group on Saturday to get told I'm a greedy cow. Hopefully I can undo some damage by then.
£9 in 3 days.
Wow, £3 a day.
This is why, and God love Victoria, we love you, we miss you, but when she's maintaining and then having a real binge weekend, you go, yeah, but if I did that, I'd be putting on £9 in 3 fucking days. Like Dina.
Like poor Dina.
I poor you.
Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shame In Again sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Right, let's move on to our next update, and it's from Jo.
Just heading to Slimming World. I've had an okay week, actually. Apart from the weekend, I did have cake and cornettos, mint cornettos. I've stayed in my jeans. I've still got a pound in hand. However, last week I was in flip-flops, and it's pissing it down with rain this week, so I'm not doing flip-flops. But I have decided not to weigh in my Vans because they are heavy. I'm going to weigh in the classic handbag. Ballet pumps are back out, which weigh fuck all. So it's not a cheat, like my boyfriend says. It's just one of those things I love to wear. I've also got
tub of grapes, which are on the passenger seat of the car in case anybody walks past in the car park, and the bag of crisps in the glove compartment.
Oh, guess who's nail dieting? Lost another pound. Ballet pumps worn, but still in jeans, so I got a pound in credit. And that is now 10.5 pounds, and I've still not had a week where I've put on weight. Woo!
How many weeks is no gains now?
Is this my fifth?
Wow!
Well, no, so I did, let's just remind everyone, I did a 7 pound loss.
You did.
Maintain, two and a half.
Yep.
5 weeks.
Amazing. Well done.
Yeah, 5 weeks.
Although, I mean, the crisps in the glove compartment seem to be a bit of a low point.
Sure.
of the week, to be honest.
Well, the problem is it's really open car park and lots of people walking by. And so I'm fairly new there, and I don't want anyone to know what I'm like. Somebody in the queue overheard me talking about moving to leggings when I've had a bad week. And I thought, I'm letting things slip now. I'm getting a bit too cocksure of myself.
They're going to be checking you out. Yeah, you are wearing leggings going, oh, she's been stuffing her face.
It's nice, though, to drive home from Slimming World eating shit. There's something quite nice about it. I did have my bag of crisps in the car, waited. My friend Angie, she parked next to me, and I even waited till she'd driven gone. Off. Yeah. Not that she would have cared at all, but I thought I'll wait till she goes. I don't want her to see me either. So I'm doing it very clandestine at the moment, and that's the way I like it.
Yeah, well, but then it seems like you've gone past the point of no return now, as in, like, you've hit those 30 days. Is it 30 days where something becomes a habit? So surely now there's something that's got to be drastically happening. Oh, hang on, haven't you got a holiday book soon?
Yeah, July, end of July is my next week holiday.
Have you got a mini goal before then?
I'm just going to keep losing every week. Now, Anne, she's just been away and she maintained.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, and she said she drank a lot.
Oh, wow.
And she maintained.
Okay.
So I just think we're making good decisions in other areas, other days, as you do when you're on Slimming World with MMB. You can have a little a mini break as long as you're making good decisions at other times, Katie.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
As you well know, as a fellow Slimming Worlder.
I'm not a fellow Slimming Worlder. I do go to group, but I don't follow Slimming World. The ballet pumps, where have you dragged them from?
Yeah, I bought them last, fuck knows how long ago.
What, probably?
Before lockdown started, so years ago. Yeah. And they're in a bag in the car so that they're always there. You can't forget them. I've got to say, they look horrible.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say was, if people, we've only got like a couple of hundred more people to follow us on Instagram, at Secret Slim Pod, by the way, and then we get to 10,000, you can do a swipe up, Joe, and have your little affiliated link for these delicious ballet pumps.
I'm happy to flog these on the side, because they're great. They look horrible. I've got quite small feet, I think, considering how tall I am. And so it looks like I've got dinky little ballet pump feet. And then as you go further up the body... As a friend once said to me, then suddenly there's an explosion.
That's not a friend.
Twiggy, I used to work with. Oh, just get above your legs and there's an explosion.
Twiggy.
Do you know what? God love him. He's absolutely right. And you look down at the tiny little dinky ballet pumps and you go, this is just all too weird with the body balancing on these little dinky things. However, they weigh nothing on the scales, girls. So don't worry about shape or size or weight.
Or appearance.
Get them in your or appearance as well. Yeah, don't worry about that. Get them in your handbag because they are lifesavers.
All hail the ballet pump.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is someone who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Becky sent this one in. I went out for a fab brunch with my boyfriend on Sunday. Naturally, I wanted pudding and he didn't. But they only offered sharing puddings. So I, of course, got it with two spoons and made sure to use both plates and both sets of cutlery.
Nice.
I then kept the plate in the middle, leaning across with every bite, just so it wasn't in front of me. This was just to prove to the staff that I wasn't eating an entire sharing platter to myself, when in fact, clearly Becky was.
She was. I've done this before, not with a sharing one, but of 100% ordered a dessert to pretend to share.
Really?
And,
I would never
and
share
not put it in front of me. And just, I'll just have a little bit from it right over there. I'll just have a bit. And then you do end up having... Well, most of it. 90%. Let's say 90% of the dessert.
I've definitely ordered a sharing dessert before and eaten the whole thing myself.
How big are they?
They're quite substantial. I'd say like a dinner plate of pudding. But then that's absolutely fine because, you know, if I'm ordering it myself, then I will eat it myself. And if there's somebody there to look like you're eating it with, then fair enough and fine. But I do remember at one point I did feel quite sick and then quite ashamed afterwards. So maybe that's not the best recommendation.
I went out for a meal once and we were ordering desserts. My friend Andy ordered an apple pie. But when it came, it was as big as his head. Like it looked like a family size apple pie. And he ate all of it. And that was obviously the third course we were having.
Which is madness. Why should dessert come last? Because actually, I feel like dessert is the best course.
Do you? So you want it first? Or do you not want to end with the best
course? I don't think I'd bother with a main. I think I'd go with a starter and then just jump straight to dessert. But
this
make
is
it a sharing one.
This could be a new diet. Miss out the main diet.
Miss out the main. If you want to nominate yourself for Hero of the Week, we are at Secret Slim Pod on our socials. And every hero from now on wins a piece of merchandise of their choice from our Etsy store. Right, let's get our last update of the podcast, and it's from me.
I'm quite proud of myself, actually. It's been the first week in a long time that I've been back on a plan. I was under my calories every single day apart from Saturday and Sunday. So for 5 days out of the seven, I was under target. And that was mainly due to Prosecco on Saturday night. And yesterday, which is Father's Day, and I had a little treat, had a little bit of cake and what have you. As a result, today I've just got back on track. So I am going to use a word that some people are going to roll their eyes at, and that is mindfulness. So one of the things that I've been working on in the past few months is this idea of not being able to be in control of things, feeling out of control, things spiralling. So that can be a binge eating episode, that can be anxiety. But by identifying what it is that's making you feel like that, it empowers you to not give in to it. So actually, when I've had a bit of a spiral this week, I have not gone into the chocolate cupboard and consumed 6 Freddo bars. So whatever things say on the scales this evening, I don't really care, to be honest, because it's all in the right direction and the non-scale victory is bigger this week. Well, I have had a loss, you'll be happy to know. And I have lost 3.5 pounds this week, which I am more than happy with.
3.5 Well done, Slimming Worlder.
I know.
Fellow Slimming Worlder.
I'm not on Slimming World.
On the Slimming World scales.
The Slimming World scales.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
It's been one of those weeks where it could have gone either way, despite the fact rejoining last week and then going back, knowing I'm having to go and get weighed on the same scales again and, not home scales don't count, et cetera, et cetera.
Which they don't.
So I felt a bit of pressure, but there were days where I still obviously went over my calories because I'd had the drink on the Saturday and what have you. But yeah, I was quite happy. Although did you hear on there, I'm like, it's the non-scale victory that matters most. You always say that when you've not lost weight. And in my head, I was supposed to be like, maybe there's a chance that I have maintained this week. But no, yeah, £3.5 is, I'm more than happy with
it. It's really good. £3.5 is great.
Yeah.
It's really good. And you're back on a plan.
Hashtag CC secret agent.
But Katie is CCing. CC secret agent.
Oh, but this is the thing. It's going to catch up with me.
Yes, because, it is.
Well, A, my leader listens to this podcast. B,
we need her
she
on,
follows
by
us
the
on
way.
Socials.
We'd love to have her on.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
You don't need to talk to her. And so when you're trying to join in on groups, so I stay to group now and we have a bit of a chat and we're talking about what you could eat while the football was on, you know, the general kind of things. And she got a massive bag of these crisps.
Chicken skewers?
No. Oh, she didn't. Oh my God. I'm dying because she did mention chicken skewers.
Good girl.
But she did correctly say how many sins there were in the whole thing, not half a sin. Anyway, we'd had the bag of crisps and I wanted to talk about the M&S onion rings because they're 150 calories for the whole big bag.
Oh, right.
And then I'm trying to figure out how many sins that is because I can't do quick maths and my hand's already up because I'm keen to be teacher pet again.
Good girl.
So it was trying to contribute. And then on the way out, this woman sort of collared me because I was talking about salads that I've been having and I've been putting those crispy fried onion bits on.
Oh, yum.
Oh, and for like 10 grams, you can get for like 60 calories. Mm. And she was like, are they free then? Or those onion bits you were talking about? I said, no. I said, they are 60 calories per 10 grams. And she was like, Are you doing calorie counting? Like,
oh,
yeah. She's
no.
like, what app are you using? And I was like, I'm using NutriCheck. And she was like, Yeah, I'm using my Fitness Pal.
This is how we know that the Sea Secret Agent sticker would go down a bloody storm, Paul, which is exciting. Because it feels like everyone's doing it.
It's a secret club. And I bet there are so many. I mean, there are not all of them will be on this calorie counting, but I bet the people that have been going for either a while or the ones that have been going to Slimming World for a few years are doing it.
I put it to you, though, that I think you are secretly doing Slimming World.
Oh my God, no.
A, because of the great loss you've had, and B, because when on actual your weigh day, I caught you in the kitchen having banana on toast. Yep. Is it banana on toast?
Banana on toast, yeah.
And I said to you, wow, what the fuck is going on here? You can't have a banana on fucking weigh day. And you went to me, oh, well, it's all fine. It's sin-free. And the bread is healthy B.
Or
and you walked out. And I thought, oh, she's fully in the MMB vibe.
Because I'm thinking in my head what I can say in group. Because it's the healthy B. But it's also 88 calories per slice.
It was, the excuse was already in there.
It was already there. It was
so early
there.
On a morning.
This is what I mean. I'm living a lie. It's going to catch up at some point.
It really is. But your mindfulness, and I did eye roll, so thank you for queuing me in for that. The mindfulness is working for you. Is it just an excuse to excuse eating too much?
No, because of
is that what mindfulness is?
No. Isn't that intuitive eating? I get confused with that. No, it's just identifying triggers for when it's going to happen. Or what potentially could
but
be.
But is it also for forgiving yourself for letting it happen?
Yeah, don't be too hard on yourself. Be kind. Hashtag be kind.
I'm much more a tough love girl. Put the fucking Freddo down. I'm more that.
Put that. You don't need the sixth one.
You don't.
Now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations, as today's has come from Chloe. She says, I'm blaming my wisdom teeth for least supportive diet partner. I'm having them removed tomorrow and realise that I won't be able to chew for a few days.
Oh, wow.
So I decided to get a Chinese tonight so I can enjoy chewing some delicious food one last time before I start dribbling for 5 days. Oh. I'll shift at least 7 stone by Tuesday, right?
Yeah, of course. I think that's what happens.
Oh, I've got a confession to make. When I had my wisdom teeth out in my early 20s, the first meal I ate was a Chinese.
And
I got a bit of egg fried rice stuck
in the hole. Oh, it's still there, guys. It's still there.
I had to go back to the dentist. It was really embarrassing. I had to go back to the dentist and have this bit of rice removed 3 days later because it had caused an infection.
I hope no one's eating while listening to this podcast. That's actually how we could lose weight this week. Just replay that bit back in our heads.
It was disgusting.
Thanks for sharing, though.
Before we crown Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories.
Sarah Brown says, this was going to be my week. I was all set with a new notebook, which you do need, and new batteries in the scales. Then mum rings and invites me to lunch tomorrow. And who am I to turn my mum down? Then I get a text from my other half saying he's craving pizza and we must go for pizza for dinner tonight. Again, I can't say no. So guess when she's starting?
Next Monday. Oh, Sarah.
Good luck.
Samantha says, do we get an extension on £21 down by the 21st of June? Boris never included that in his announcement. P.S. I got Patreon today and binge listened to the Extra Portions episode. I managed 19,000 steps.
You're welcome.
Wow. Well, she's done that for us. We don't have to bother now. there is no extension to £21 down for the 21st of June. It's been and gone. It's done.
I think we came to the conclusion very early on that was never going to happen.
Somebody put on our socials that they'd lost, I think it was £10 or £10.5.
Great
for her, yeah, bitch. And Jack says, well done, Katie, for facing the scales. As you say, the thought is usually worse than the reality. Attending a group has helped me focus on the plan, whichever one you're doing this week. Because a consultant death stare is more accountable than home scales, in my opinion.
It is true. My consultant keeps talking about the 2 weeks I maintained and going, you did have a blip. She said it 2 weeks on the trot now. We did have a blip for 2 weeks. Fuck off. How did I have a blip? That's really good. And I did say to her this week, oh, well, I've not put on anything since I started here.
Praise, please. Give me some more praise.
Yeah. And I'm still in jeans. Never said that. Don't want her to get that ruse off me.
You've got yourselves an exclusive No Shame in a Gain sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week.
It's going
to
be easy, isn't it?
Well, in fairness, as an aside, I think we definitely need to give it to Victoria.
No, but she only maintained. Well, I know she's going through some stuff right now and she's in hospital, but she did only maintain.
Yeah, but we're doing extra portions straight after this and I can't go against Paul to do...
Take the biscuit game.
So it's going to have to be me versus you. So you're going to have to give it to Victoria.
Oh my God, by default,
I'm fine with it.
To Victoria. Paul, hate. Okay, let's give it to Victoria with a side note that... She did only maintain.
On home scales.
On home scales. No, we all know, guys, home scales don't count.
You may or may not agree with this. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.